When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Yesterday, I did one of my favorite things to do. I went to a comic book store here in town. You probably heard of it, Silver Snail.
Yes.
Yeah, they moved from where they used to be, but they have like a smaller shop now. Just walk up in there randomly, and they usually have these boxes, kind of like the, I don't want to say neglected comics, but comics where they're like, hey, just pick through the box and see if
like
you find
gently
something.
Used, gently read, that kind of
gently
thing.
Gently read, just stuff, but older stuff that could be anything. And I go in there and I crate dig. Like what a DJ does when they go to a record store, they dig through crates. I did the same thing with comics. And what I'm looking for is something that, you know, might have been overlooked as valuable.
Oh.
And there was a box that was marked 60% off in the store. I'm digging through the box, thumbing through the box, and a cover catches my eye. And I'm like, I know this cover. I don't know why I know this cover, but I've seen this cover before. So I pull out the cover, and I see that it's a 60% off on comment. I'm like, I want that one. I said, something about this cover rings a bell. And I bring it up. It discounted. I buy it. I take it home, look through the internet websites.
Yes.
And I realize that it's a Green Lantern first appearance of one of one of the villains. I forget the guy's name, but it's his first appearance. And I nailed it. I hit the jackpot. This comic is worth $300.
What?
Yay.
Look at you. And how much did you pay for it?
I paid like $40 for it. It was great. I'm so happy.
That's so good.
So
now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
On the original copy of the comic book.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the original price?
The original price was probably close to $100. But it was discounted at 60%.
Like
5 cents maybe.
Okay,
maybe like 10 cents.
No, that's you know, I just see that in the corner.
Yes,
there.
You see that little sign.
And then the price, you know, goes up. And someone says because they don't want any more, they get rid of all that stuff.
Or someone's like, mom.
Yeah.
No shade, mom. Decides, oh, he doesn't need these anymore. And she puts it in a box and gives it to somebody.
You're so far removed from it that you go, yeah, whatever you want, mom. And then you go and find them. Now, here's
No, she just doesn't call you while you're at university and tells you she's throwing out your stuff.
Because she's told you time and time again, please come.
Because
and get
she doesn't
your stuff.
Understand that this stuff has value.
Adam. Oh, there's stuff over at my house still. Hey, but I will say this to you. You know, it's like the Antiques Roadshow. People kind of laugh that I like that show so much on PBS. But it's interesting because you and I have talked about this before. There's something that is of value. There's like, it was a couple of weeks ago, it was Batman stuff, right? From the actual movie.
Yeah.
And it went down in value in the day. Then they give you the 2023 price. So, you know, if you know that's something special.
Yeah, I mean.
It's okay.
And you just never know what you'll find. Sometimes they just overlook something and
forget
the price and don't realize. You know, it's like they're the best.
Yeah.
You know, these comic book stores. They're the best.
So is the one that you got going to appreciate in value?
100%.
So you're just going to keep it. You're not going to sell it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to keep it. Okay, but I've got a bunch of those.
Is it Sinestro?
No, it's not him. He's from Marvel. I know what you're talking about.
So it's the Green Lantern that you have.
Yeah, it's a Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Oh, I think you didn't say Mysterio, did you?
No.
You said Sinestro. I'm sorry. Okay, no. And it's not Sinestro. Pardon me. But
look at me.
Look at you.
And I thought I was going to have it with me today. I was like, I forgot to bring it. But anyway.
Well, we're excited for you.
I found gold.
You don't understand. This is very similar to when Azalea and I go to Target in Buffalo and we find some really good. And on top of that, there's a discount. Right?
It's just excited.
It's treasure hunting.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Congratulations on the find.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So dig through those crates, whatever's in those crates, dig. You never know what you'll find.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Shout out to anyone that owns an electric vehicle. I've been waiting for don't be this person. I've been waiting for this to happen ever since electric vehicles became popular because I knew sometime, somewhere, someone was going to run out of battery in a very embarrassing place. And this is what happened. Take a listen.
So the Tesla died in the parking lot of the McDonald's drive-thru. This is going to be fun. And when it dies, it completely locks up. So these guys who came out to push them can't even push them.
Because you can't even push them.
I guess you can't. Maybe you can't put the car into neutral. I don't know.
It locks up.
It's wild,
wow,
man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the most embarrassing place that your car lost or ran out of charge. I would say the McDonald's drive-thru would be up there.
That would be up there.
I mean, I feel like, I don't own a Tesla. I'm sure there's a couple Tesla owners listening right now. But I feel like the car gives you adequate warning that you're running low on battery. And it kind of, I don't know, I hope it maps out like, hey, if you don't go to these locations right now,
you won't make it.
You're not going to make it. You're not going to have any charge.
Jamar, there are people out there that challenge the system. Like, for example, how much when your car says empty, how many liters are left? And people, you know, they don't even look at the booklet. They're just going, I know this guy.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but I know my car.
How empty do you
know your car. That's
yeah, you see, that's what everyone thinks. Everyone thinks their empty is bigger.
Right.
Than it really is.
Right.
Have you ever run out of gas?
No.
Never run out. Have you ever run
in? Once in my life.
Where? Where were you?
This was in, I want to say my late teens, and I think I was...
That sounds so right.
I want to say I was near Yorkdale.
Dad?
Oh, yeah. 100%, I called my dad.
Dad, I need help. That's so funny. You 100%. Just weren't paying attention?
No, like I knew, but I thought I could last.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. So that's what I'm saying back to the Tesla. You know, it really is like... To the minute, I guess. It's got to be more precise than a gas gauge, right? It has to be. So that's, listen, I just need to run to McDonald's and then I will go boost my car.
Well, that
didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Interesting, though.
They needed the nuggets really badly.
Yes.
Okay, so if you drive one of those electric vehicles, don't get caught without some juice.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about orange, all right?
And Jamar. Jump 1045.
Get up.
So we're going to see The Little Mermaid today. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. You excited?
I'm very excited.
I want to say I'm oddly excited about this.
Really?
I mean, The Little Mermaid.
I want to sing a lot. Well, yeah. You're right.
But it's a classic film, right? A classic cartoon.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's one of the top ones in the Disney cartoon kind of universe, I would say.
But you know, we talked about it earlier. I had a little boy, so I was watching other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait to see this new version, and we get to talk to somebody about it very soon.
Well, do you want to see the animated version first, or do you think you'll watch the live action first?
I'm game.
Watch the anime. You have Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm maybe I'll do it this weekend.
Yeah, you and Everly. You check out the animated one, and then you can compare and contrast with the live action.
Melissa McCarthy's in this new one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I want to see that.
As Ursula.
Ursula.
Sea Witch.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So have fun. Who are we talking to on Thursday?
Talking to Jacob Tremblay. Excuse me.
Jacob Tremblay.
Who plays Flounder.
Oh, that's great.
Ariel's best friend.
Well, listen, guys, while you're doing that, we can look forward to it. Listen, what's happening in the world of television right now, and we're going to have ours soon, CTV, are the upfronts. It talks about new shows, the shows that they're going to keep for the new season, and then new shows that are going to happen. And in New York, they've already done it for ABC. And after years of speculation, the Golden Bachelor is officially coming to ABC this fall. It is the Bachelor spinoff.
Okay.
It's a franchise. It's a new for the franchise. It's the first dating show for seniors, people over 60. Yeah.
They should have done this idea many years ago.
Well, they had the idea pre-pandemic.
I feel like we talked about this, right?
We did, but they couldn't launch it. So now, this is what they're doing. So, you know, it's searching for love, just the same thing. And you know, there'll still be drama.
Yeah.
Like, where did you put my Metamucil?
Yeah.
Where's my Metamucil?
There'll be a ton of storylines out of that.
It'll be fun. Sexy grandmas.
Yo.
Oh, it's going to be one bachelor, right? And then
let me tell you, I did see a little clip of it. They look like Jane Fonda good.
Right, that's what I mean.
Right?
Well, speaking of Jane Fonda, she shared who She saw naked in Hollywood.
Did you see him naked?
Well, he came and visited me when we were shooting on Golden Pond, and I had a little cottage right on the lake, and it was a beautiful moonlit night, and...
You said, let's skinny dip.
No, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think because he knew that he was going to die young and that I would talk about him.
Do you want to guess who she's talking about?
Yeah, I already know because she told me, but no, tell everybody.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. She went skinny dipping with Michael Jackson.
Jane, don't tell anybody. Let's just do it. Let's just get it over with.
Right.
So Michael wanted to get into acting at the time, right?
Yeah.
So he went to, like, the Queen. And isn't that amazing?
Right.
That's amazing.
Very good story.
And she was
Jane Fonda.
Skinny dipping. All right.
And he was tiny. Like, he was.
She said that. She said he was very skinny.
Skinny. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Skinny. So skinny.
Sizzle chest Michael Jackson.
Okay.
All right. Jane Fonda. Well, that's what's happening. 6:13.
Well, I thought about skinny dipping with those two, but okay, it's Hollywood.
Anything is possible in those hills of Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
So if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, there is an Asian night market happening at Stacked Market. And honestly, Stacked Market, if you have never been, is one of the most unique places in the city, and you really have to check it out. Restaurants and stores and shops and pop-ups and a great green space. They have so many really cute Instagrammable moments. Right now, they have this umbrella. I don't know what to call it, like an installation, I guess. Okay. And it's just
a bunch of
umbrellas.
Like it's upside down hanging.
Yes.
Like a open ceiling. That's really
pretty. And they're all very colorful. It's really nice to take photos. So they have a 5-day summer festival that's kicking off this weekend, but Saturday is the big day for the Asian night market. So they're going to have over 40 local Asian-owned businesses, plus live performances, Chinese lion dances, and obviously tons of food. So it starts at 4 and it's going to go until 10, and it's free. So even better. Okay. So it's free to get in there, but you got to pay for the other stuff. But even still, it'll be fun. So I look forward to checking that out this weekend. And more things to look forward to this summer, if you like free movies, next month, Toronto Outdoor Picture Show is coming back, and you can watch free movies outside for free. So you can catch 4 different spaces in Toronto. So there's Fort York, Corktown Common, Bell Manor Park, and Christie Pitts Park. And they basically just set up this massive screen, and you can bring your blanket and your snacks and whatever and get cozy and watch.
I mean, can you picture a better day in the summer?
Right.
Out it's on just, the stars.
It's so nice.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
The first one's going to be at Fort York. They're going to do 5 nights there starting June 22nd. And it's going to be a screening of a movie called Night Riders, the first one, by an Indigenous filmmaker based here in Toronto. And then they're going to show Jurassic Park, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Pan's Labyrinth.
Nice.
So we'll find out the full catalog, what's going to happen for
the original, the original Jurassic Park, number one?
Oh, yeah, I think it's number one.
Nice.
May 30th, so that entire schedule is going to come out. But that's just a great option if you're just looking for a fun date night or a fun girls' night out or even a fun solo night.
Nothing to do, yeah.
Yeah, just a free movie in the park.
Love it.
And no one's paying attention to you. Everyone's doing their own thing.
It's just like Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Lopez in The Wedding Planner.
It's exactly like that.
That's really nice.
You can find a tree, sit in the tree.
Except the only issue I had with her, because she was always so dressed up, is she walked onto that park, you guys, with high heels on, and you don't want to do that.
Oh yeah, don't do that at Christie Pitts.
No, you can't.
It's too hilly.
it's too hilly, and you'll then you'll punch holes into the grass.
True.
You'll never get out of your shoe.
That's a good point.
It's not romantic.
Tips from Marilyn.
These are things. I tell you what to wear when you go to these places. Thank you.
That's what's trending.
Nice. Thank you.
I'll wear my Crocs.
Yes.
You said that out loud, you know, right?
Always.
I'm like, I'm shameless these days,
okay.
My Croc.
Gotcha.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on.
In the morning. My station.
Chum 104.5.
Let's remind everybody what the term bucket list means. If you don't know, the bucket list is a list of items that you write, things that you want to get done before you kick the bucket. Before you die, before you expire.
Yeah.
And they call it your bucket list. These are supposed to be some of the things that, you know, you probably don't do all the time, aspirational things, maybe crazier things.
Well, maybe risk-taking things, but you want to do it once.
Like riskier things.
Bungee jumping or skydiving.
Right, right. What's on you? Do you have a bucket list? Do you have things?
I knew that we were going to talk about this today, and I'm really wrapping my head around it. I got mine. Someone's going to have to come with me because Jim's not going to come with me. I would like to go cross country.
Okay.
Not necessarily in a camper, but if so, a really, really nice one.
Like an RV or something?
Yeah, an RV. Like I go cross Canada, come down, then go across the United States, the upper part of the United States.
Oh, listen.
The mountains. I did.
My friend Jim did this. Remember my friend Jimmy? I told you about him.
My 14-year-old self did that with her folks when I was 14. And I thought, I'm going to do it again when I don't have to listen to what they have to say. I'm going to do it myself. Okay. So that's kind of on my bucket list.
That's a bucket list. Kind of did it already.
By myself and go to places I didn't get to go.
The bucket list is
that the last time I'm going to see Mount Rushmore? No, Jamar. I want to see it again.
Think of things that, you know, are hard to do. You have to set aside a lot of time.
Yeah.
Maybe if you do it, there's a little element of danger. For example, there's a woman who's going to be 100 years old in August.
Yeah.
And she had a bucket list item. This is wild. She wanted to be in the circus. And specifically, she wanted to be the woman who stands in front of the target as the knife thrower throws the knives around her. And she actually fulfilled that dream.
Wow, that's good.
Are you in for that one?
Was her ex-husband
throwing the knives?
You know, I mean, I know people have unusual ones. I keep it really simple. Like, why or not? I don't think of it like, whoa. Like, or, you know, like another bucket list would be like getting a beautiful place in Italy and renting it out for like 6 weeks. I don't know. But there's no risk involved except, you know, to get there and driving in Italy.
Maybe we can give you some ideas. If anyone's listening, why don't you text us at 104536 what your bucket list item is. My bucket list item. I have a couple of them. I want to be in the water with some of the largest creatures that ever lived. Two of them, I want to be in the water with sperm whales.
Okay.
I want to be in the water with blue whales.
Okay.
And humpback whales. I want to feel dwarfed in myself as I look around at something that is maybe 30 times my size.
Okay, in the water when that happens.
I want that experience.
All right. It was nice knowing you.
I want to feel small. I crossed a bucket list item off my list maybe about a month ago.
Yeah.
In Mexico, I went cave diving.
Yes.
And I went underwater in the cenotes of Mexico, right off of Playa del Carmen. And, I mean, it's one of the most dangerous things they say you could do. And I've never done it before, and I did it for the first time a month ago.
That's great. That's great.
Bucket list.
You want to feel small.
I want to feel small. Yeah. I want to feel like...
I mean, you're not 6 feet, so...
We had this discussion already, and with my Air Maxes on, I'm more than 6 feet. I'm not repeating this again on this show. That's it. What is your bucket list item? Something that, you know, you have to get done before that last moment on this planet. You can text us at 104536. Can't wait to hear them. Rema, Selena Gomez. By the way, Rema right now touring India. Big 3 dates out there. It's Chum 104.5.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Talk about Rema, who just brought Afrobeats to India this past week, doing a tour out there. Speaking of India, here's one of my bucket list items.
Yeah.
You ever see those shots of the big freight trains in India that have like a bazillion people piled into the train, some people even sitting on top of it?
Oh, yes. You want to do that?
I kind of want to just do it. And I know it's not even like...
Just go on the TTC at 5 o'clock.
Maybe recommend Toronto first just to test.
I mean, I've done a Toronto test run.
Sure.
Toronto at 4 o'clock. It's pretty similar.
Right.
But I want to do it in the OG spot, the Indian train experience, which, I mean, that's a tough experience. A lot of people crowded into one place. It's not safe, but it just seems like something
and that's not comfortable.
Not comfortable, right?
At all.
But just something about it just seems interesting. I don't know.
Okay.
Bucket list items. That's what we're talking about. A woman who is almost 100 years old got one checked off the book. She stood in front of a Target as someone threw the knives around her. Said it was exhilarating.
Excuse me. When you say stood in front of a Target,
that's
something completely different to me.
I know.
With, you know, that's like, it's got a red door.
No, not that type.
Not that type.
Not that type of Target.
Okay, so let's say, here's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Maybe my bucket list would have been completely different 20 years ago. But I look at it as a more mature human being. I'm thinking, it is something that I've done that I've always wanted to do, but not necessarily risk-taking, because I don't want to die before I have
to. That's interesting to say. I feel like with less time, the list should be more turned up. Like, if I got 2 days left, I'm doing whatever. No, throw me in a vat of chemicals. I don't know.
I want to live longer.
I hear you.
And I want to not be in disrepair. That's what I'm saying. I want to go see, and I'm gonna, I want to get out of this lockdown in my head and go and investigate.
Well, let's see what some of the people are texting. Yeah. Are there any good bucket list items?
We're getting some great ones, and a lot of them have to do with travel.
Okay.
This one text, I love this for this woman. She said, "For my birthday this past Sunday, my husband gifted me one of my bucket list items. We are booked on a trip to sleep in tents in the Serengeti.
There you
amongst
go.
The wild animals.
That's a nice one. That's a good one.
That's a really good one. Some of the other travel ones are all like Bora Bora. Okay. They want to live in France and Italy for a few months. Okay. Live in Hawaii. Go to Africa for the safari.
Okay. Some of those tent experiences, they've actually made those really nice now. I mean, you get
they're chic.
Tents. Yeah.
With a bed.
Accommodations inside and stuff.
I have had friends that have done that with their son or daughter just to say, for like a milestone birthday.
Yeah.
And the rest of the family didn't want to go. And it's expensive, but it's the stories they come back with. Pretty cool.
If there's a country outside of Canada that you could live in, if there's one, if you could pick any country to live in for maybe like 3 months, what would it be?
Italy.
Italy. I was like, that could be a bucket list item,
Right. I'd like to go to Greece.
Yeah.
Somebody here said, go up to bat against a major league pitcher.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
You know why that one's so good? Because you really don't have an appreciation for how fast that ball is coming out of the major league pitching hand. And it's not like what you see on television.
You mean I'm standing there as the batter and he's throwing me the ball?
At 100 miles an hour, yes.
I'm going to go get a beer.
That's something.
Wow, but that's something you want. That's pretty cool. I know. I got one.
Okay.
Like being a backup singer in a band that you
that's
really
a good
love.
One. Yes. That's
like,
a good one.
Like, I'm not worthy of the bands I'm going to mention, but Bob Seger were to tour again, which he's not, I would do that.
That's a good one.
You could turn off the mic. I'll just lip sync it.
And you sing soprano or alto?
Alto.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
There it is. And you do those background harmonies.
I would do that. So, Bob, I know you live near Detroit. So if you hear me, I'm willing to do it. You can turn off the mic. There's no problem.
Producer Simone, our resident weirdo, do you have any bucket list items?
There's two that I really want to do. One, I'm scared of sharks, so I want to go swimming with sharks.
We can do that.
And then the other one is I want to do either like Running of the Bulls or we're watching Your Honor, where they do the poker with the rodeo.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Yes.
That's crazy.
You know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
That reminded me of the Christians in the Colosseum when the Romans used that as.
As torture.
Why do you want to do that?
You are.
So can we explain the way that is for a second?
Okay,
so basically, you have a bunch of idiots sat at a table in the middle of a rodeo.
They're prisoners.
But they were prisoners.
That's right.
They have no place to go.
They happen to be prisoners.
It's a rodeo, and part of the rodeo, they sit at this table in the center of the rodeo arena,
and they play poker
on a red table,
and they let a bull loose, and the first one to flinch gets up.
Well, not even flinch gets speared. Because the table is red, you don't have a chance.
That's crazy.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
But the person, forget about your hand, it doesn't matter. But in Your Honor, the person that didn't break say still won some money or something.
Yeah, the last person there won $1,000.
Yeah, but why?
Off $1,000.
You don't get you could have died and you don't get out of jail. What a stupid game. Okay.
Crazy. That was a crazy
thing. Next week on the Chum Morning Show.
I didn't like that.
Producer Simone risks his life.
Marilyn Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
So we were making references to Bucket List, and our big reference was Your Honor, the TV show that I was just completed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out, and this is just one of those things where there's not going to be a third season. Like Euphoria, you have to wait for Euphoria.
Oh, don't even remind me.
No, I know, but there's no third season to Your Honor, so I'm writing a script. Because there's a second life to that.
Do you want
to
submit the screenplay for season 3? You know what? If you go on YouTube, fans do this all the time for movies. They'll make complete trailers, movie trailers,
yes,
out of other scenes from, yeah, other movies or even the previous movies, and they'll make up their own voiceovers.
Yeah.
All the comic book guys do this all the time. There's like 10 different Batman movie trailers, mm-hmm, that never happened.
Yeah.
So you can do this if you want to. If you want a third season of Your Honor,
yeah,
you can totally make it up right now.
And it's interesting because on your iPhone, you can do like your AI voice.
100%.
15 minutes can be done.
Okay, so what would
season... I don't want to give it away. See, this is the problem. If you haven't watched the show. But it just tells you that you get obsessed with something and then you get sad when it's over.
I'm sad that the show's over, but there are some shows that just go on way too long. Like sometimes they just don't know when to give it a rest. Like
they jump the shark,
pull the curtain, and I don't know if anybody even or if everyone even understands that reference, jump the shark. Some people don't remember that.
Happy Days,
right?
When Fonzie was water skiing and he jumped.
Was he water skiing or surfing? It was water skiing, right?
Water skiing. Went on a thing and jumped.
And he jumps over a shark and they go, everyone said, okay, this show is officially the stupidest show on TV now because they have nothing else to write.
Even 8-year-olds are saying that.
So,
even 8-year-olds. But
jump the shark.
But here's the other thing about how influential, mm-hmm, co-workers, friends are, right? Whatever. And they say, you got to really watch this show.
Yeah.
So I watch the show. I'm late to the game, but I watch it because I'm on a long flight to New Zealand, and I fall in love with it. And then I found out the other day there's no third season. Yellow Jackets. Let's talk about the conversation we had off mic today about how much you guys like Yellow Jackets. Shamar, you're a couple.
Well, I got FOMO'd into Yellow Jackets.
Okay,
now I started it yesterday. I watched 2 episodes of it. I'm like,
you love it,
love it.
But then we find out that season 2.
So for me, I'm not enjoying season 2 as much as I did enjoy season 1.
But critics aren't either. So does that mean you invest your time into that?
I wonder.
The first season is worth it.
Okay.
But then I just feel like it took a left turn. And I'm just like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Where is this going?
Yes.
And I'm just a little confused is all. Yeah. But I'm going to see it through. Maybe it'll wrap up nicely at the end of season. I think there's only 2 episodes left.
Well, the writers are on strike, so I don't know about that.
There's 2 episodes left for this season, so okay, we'll see.
So anyway, this is about investment in time and taking, some suggestions from friends and coworkers about what to watch. You know, and then you miss them like a relationship. Goodbye.
Oh, man.
I miss you.
every time someone mentions Euphoria, like my heart sinks. I need this show to come back.
I know. It's just something. It's a... I don't know.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to make my own trailer. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, do it. And throw it up on YouTube.
Yep.
Hey, the whole Fresh Prince thing, the new Fresh Prince show, that was literally... Bel Air was born from a trailer someone made.
Yeah.
They said, hey, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Boy, clever people out there.
Yeah, could happen.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Apple is always coming out with new features. And yesterday, they announced that they want to make their product so that everyone has the opportunity to create and communicate and do what they love. So the new software is designed to improve cognitive, vision, hearing, and mobility accessibility. So the big feature is called Live Speech. So you can type what you want to say and then have it spoken out loud during phone calls or FaceTimes. And on top of that, there's a new feature, personal voice. So for people who may be losing the ability to speak or people who are just unable to speak for long periods of time, they could use this. So for those of us who can actually use the new programming that they have, so the personal voice will ask you to read a random set of text prompts for about 15 minutes. And then it's going to create a synthetic version of your voice using AI. And so those texts that you're sending can be read out loud to the other person in your voice.
And ladies and gentlemen, here we are. They have just softened your heart to having your voice recorded for artificial intelligence. And you too can become an artificial recording of, I don't know, anything that somebody else can get their hands on.
Right. Remember they were scanning our fingerprints before to open your phone.
Right.
What else do they have? They have apps, like even face recognition.
They have our entire face.
Right.
They've got our retinas now.
They make you go through the prompt where you have to turn your face and like all the way around.
We were worried about the saliva test you have to take for ancestry.
I sent that out already.
People are worried about that. It's far reaching.
Yeah, there's literally like five other me's somewhere else now being cloned.
But you know, it's scary. I know it's exciting. I don't know how to feel about this.
I know.
You know, it's kind of, can you shorten what people do when they talk? Can you edit it? Like,
so I think it's not going to be your exact voice. Like, you'll know it's going to sound a little robotic or something.
Oh, okay.
I think, but it may have your inflections because of the test that you're going to do for the 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So however you speak, that's what it's recording. And I guess you're going to be saying enough words in that 15 minutes that anything you type, they'll know how you would pronounce it.
Right. So inevitably, Apple will release some statement saying that your voice recording is completely encrypted and stored on the Apple servers and will not be compromised. Us feel better about the fact that they have
agree
the ability.
Agree or disagree.
Right. Yeah. And then you click agree because you got to get the update, right?
Right. And we're going to do it because we're curious. We want to know what it sounds like.
Right.
Here's the thing that really bothered me in the news yesterday. The guy, don't have his name, we'll call him Mr. AI, who came up with AI, is in front of the U.S. government saying, you guys have to have a separate arm for AI only, like the FBI. Like, you got to be doing that. You got to have rules and regulations, and you've got to have, you know, legislation.
Right.
And this guy is in front of the Congress in the United States going, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. It could be great or it could be devastating.
And of course, the U.S. doesn't have a whole lot going on right now, so they can totally get that done.
They're still dealing with social media platforms.
And they're still trying to get that wall finished.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? They're talking about social media and stuff like that. They go, they're not even close to even going there. Uh-huh. And this guy is like, help.
Yeah.
I came up with this, but I'm sorry about it, but we need to legislate it. It's wild.
I think it's going to be okay.
I think it's going to be good for medical stuff, don't you think? Like, I think it's going to be good, but I think if you want to get scammed,
AI is wild.
They're working on it already.
Yeah, like, I feel different ways about it because they're trying to make it sound like we want to make our phones, our technology accessible for everybody. So it's like you feel good about it, but then also kind of like, ooh, this
I'm
is...
I'm torn.
I'm torn as well, my phone gets the update, I'm doing it. So there's only so much I can say.
Thanks for the great news, Azalea.
Okay.
That's what's trending.
Was that really Azalea?
Who knows? That was the AI Azalea. She's at home in her bed.
Yeah.
Channel 104.5. The morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So here's a story that really begs the question. Do you read the fine print on your receipts? Do you know what the return policy is? And are you throwing away a potential opportunity? One mom, Jasmine Valdiva, a Target shopper and a TikTok user, posted a video about a brand. Are you familiar with Cat and Jack?
Yes, I buy a lot of Cat and Jack for Everly, my granddaughter.
Okay, Cat and Jack, kids clothing. Maybe you know it.
Yeah.
Apparently, there is a warranty with Cat and Jack that a lot of people are just now getting hip to. It goes like this. If your kid outgrows the clothing, if it's stained, ripped, or if there's any damage within a year of the purchase, you could bring it back to the Target and they will refund you. Now, many people don't know this. A lot of times companies will put these warranties to make you feel better about buying the product. This way you can have confidence in this product. This is to show that we stand by the product.
Right.
But the other side is you could save a little money.
My understanding, too, is if you're returning them, right, you have to have the receipt with you so they know that you got it from that store.
The other side of that is they're betting that you don't have the receipt.
That's exactly it. And so I look at that. You know, when you're down in the States and you look at the CVS receipt, which is like an arm and a leg long, there's a lot of print on that. Like the CVS, it's the...
Oh, the longest receipt in history.
In history.
Yeah.
But in there's some stuff about how you can make more money. There's some more points you can get. If you buy this, it tells you the coupons are right there. And I just think that we just go and buy, and then we walk out and not, we don't look at that. And again, this is Target down in the States. But this mother has really gone viral.
Take a listen to her just going through the process and kind of putting us on.
Yeah. Attention all moms, if you guys buy Cat and Jack for your kids, there is a one-year warranty that Cat and Jack offers. If your kid outgrows the clothes, whether it's stained, ripped, whatever it is, they'll refund you so that you can repurchase more clothes. So I have that entire bag that you guys see there filled with clothes. I do have three kids, so I have plenty of clothes and shoes that I'm going to be returning.
Yeah.
So in that video, she shows herself bringing back a bag of clothes that she says was used in under a year. She got a whopping return of $537 back. There are other people who have done the same. One receipt said they were processed a $417 return and refund.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars. So many people going viral now saying that they're returning clothing that they could show that
I wonder was used why, under a year. Why would
I don't
they make
know.
That policy?
I don't know.
Because they didn't think anyone would actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, you pick up some clothing and you go, oh, wow, what you guarantee I'll get my money back? That must mean it's really good.
If your kids outgrow the clothing, you can just bring the clothing back?
Yeah, they're betting that
Cat and Jack.
They're betting that nobody honors the policy. But guess what? TikTok got onto it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're letting everybody know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that could be a game changer. One of the complaints about returning the clothes, not from the people receiving the return clothes, is it takes so forever to punch in the code. They have to wait a long time for them to punch in all the codes.
Small price.
But I mean, it is a small price. Time is money. And there you have it. So, it will be interesting to see if this refund policy may be modified a little bit.
Well, when asked for comment, Target declined, which means they're trying to figure out what they want to say and what they want to do about this.
Exactly.
I would like to know. Anybody listening right now that maybe you've got the drop on a really good refund policy or warranty that everybody needs to know about, but only you know about. Text us at 104536. What company has the best refund policy that you know of?
We promise we won't tell anybody.
Yeah, our secret, right?
Right.
Just the friends of friends.
Right.
Shh. Our secret. 104536.
Don't wake up.
Mornings on Chum.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
For years now, I'll get a call from my mom. She'll be like, Jamar. I'm like, hey, what's up? I returned it. And I'll be like, what? She started with her cordless phone that she bought from Costco.
I remember that.
And like, no one even uses a cordless phone anymore.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? She's like, I returned it again. And then a year later, Jamar, I returned it again. And she'll just go back to Costco year after year and just return this cordless phone and get an upgraded phone. Apparently, their return policy is pretty solid.
I hear that.
There's some kind of defect. They'll just take it back if you're a club member.
I mean, you know, the worst they could say is no. That's the thing. There's a little bit, like we talked about. Last segment is about the laziness of people. We get that, we buy it, we let it go. Okay, it's broken. After a while, we don't return it. But we should investigate a little bit more.
And she's moved on to the printer now.
Okay.
She's doing the same thing every year with this printer at Costco. So maybe Costco has the big return policy.
Or maybe even there's another one. Who's on the line there, Simone? Melissa, do tell.
So Walmart has a similar policy in that if your kids outgrow, or sorry, if your kids wear out stuff before they outgrow it, you can take it back and return it and get exchange it for something. So I have four boys.
Yeah.
Oh. So they wear out clothes and shoes very quickly.
Sure.
So I actually returned a pair of shoes four times and ended up getting shoes for each of my kids because the shoes would wear out before I need the same size, so you can take them back and they'll exchange them for the same size.
Well, that's great. Now, they exchange. They don't give you cash back or anything like Target, right?
No, they won't give you cash back, but they will give you store credit if they don't have
Do you have the receipt with you when you go?
Or? Yeah.
I've done it without the receipt because it's like store brand stuff, right?
That's the premium right there.
Yeah, and if it's their brand, if it's known as their brand, brand, and there's no
question. And they'll honor it, right? Yeah, because okay. I'm not good at keeping those receipts.
We got to keep receipts, I think, and we got to read the fine print. Thank you so much for calling us. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No
Boy,
problem.
Kids go through stuff, especially, she's right, you know, going through shoes, and they maybe their feet, you know, don't grow that much in between wearing them out. That's a great exchange.
Yeah, so we asked people to text us who has the best return policy or the best fine print that we need to know about. Anything coming in? Anything good? Anything juicy?
Oh, yeah. I like this one. Okay. Bath and Body Works returns old product without receipts.
Without receipts.
Yeah, well, because where else are you going to get Bath and Body Works stuff? So obviously,
oh, yeah,
they're like,
brand.
Oh, that's ours.
Right.
They're
brand. It's theirs.
They're
brand. That's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
ours.
What?
I don't like my vanilla candle or something like that. So I
guess so.
It. Wow.
Even okay. if, I wonder even if you light it, if you could return it.
Yeah, this candle's defective. It won't stay lit.
Well, hang on. If you get a gift from them, from somebody, and you don't like it, you, as the receiver of the gift, can return it.
Okay.
Okay.
Other people are here for Costco. They said, I've seen people return barbecues at the end of the season, birthday cakes, half-eaten.
Wait, food. Birthday
what?
Cakes?
Yeah.
What could possibly be wrong with a birthday cake?
Maybe.
But half-eaten.
They have too much left over.
What?
They're like, well, we're not throwing it out. We're going to get our money back.
Man.
I think the LCBO has a return policy, too. They do. Do they, Simone, produce...
What's the return policy of the LCBO?
If you don't like the wine brand or something...
You can almost bring back anything without a receipt.
Wine was too weak.
Oh, yeah, but you won't get a refund. You'll get a store credit.
You get a store credit.
I did not have a headache this morning. I'm bringing it back.
But what if you get a bottle of wine that you know that you don't like, right?
Yep. The only place you could have got it is the LCBO. That's what I like about that.
We're glad we helped everybody out before the long weekend.
Yeah. Oh, and special mention to IKEA.
Okay.
You have a year, I think, and no receipt, obviously. As long as they have it in stock, they'll take it back and
Give you money.
Right,
because they're the only ones that sell the Flugenflargen couch, right?
Exactly.
With an Allen wrench. But, you know, here's what I say. Don't forget, it's found money. It may not be extra money in your pocketbook, but it's found money.
Well, look
I
at
love
that.
It. Yeah.
All right, we hopefully you all saved a couple bucks this morning hearing this.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So earlier on in the show, we were talking about bucket list items and people were talking about all the places that they want to visit. So I want to say a bucket list item might be Hong Kong. Just to...
Yeah.
For fascination reasons, and I just want to go and eat all the food.
You know, for a city that has as many Chinese people living in it,
it's
funny that would be a bucket list item.
I know.
So many of us have never been there.
Exactly.
So it actually kind of is.
I mean, I love our Chinatown here and all the food that we get, but you know, I want to be...
Bussing.
But I want to be there. I want to immerse myself in the culture.
No doubt.
So anyway, so China is actually doing a new campaign called Hello Hong Kong, and they're giving away free flights to Canadians tonight at 9 p.m. So both from Vancouver Airport and Toronto Airport. So basically what you have to do is sign up for Cathay Pacific Airways newsletter or whatever it is. You're going to sign up, and then at 9 o'clock tonight, you got to go back on the website. You're going to get a code of some sort, and you may possibly be able to get one of these free airline tickets. So it's an economy base fare. They're going to cover that. You have to cover the taxes, which is still a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But they're giving away over 500,000 free tickets.
Okay, let's really think about this for a second. You said there are only two cities in the country that are doing this?
Yes, Vancouver Airport and Toronto Airport.
So check it out. They're not even awake in Vancouver yet.
Right.
We're awake. We've beaten them to the punch already. And they said 500,000 tickets?
Yeah.
There's no way 500,000 people know about this.
So they really want to revive their economy there, the tourism, and this is their way of doing it.
So I would say, I mean, we've already entered, guys, so we're ahead of you. But you can get in on this. I think there's a good chance that we get a ticket.
I think there is.
How wild is that?
Wouldn't mind going at all. But
if they put us in the cargo hold, right? I mean, you said it's economy?
Economy. And we just said we've
same
figured
thing.
Out.
Okay, 15, I'll hang on to the wheels. That's
after
fine.
A 15-hour flight, oh, man, that's brutal.
Okay.
But if it's a free trip, I mean, can we really complain?
Yeah, there's a pill for that.
But if you don't want to actually go to Hong Kong, there's actually something this weekend happening at Stack Market, an Asian night market.
Oh, that's cool.
And Stack Market, one of my favorite places in the city. It's just so unique to anything else we have around. So it's a really cool place to check out. But this weekend, they're kicking off their 5 days of summer festival. And this is one of the nights. So Asian Night Market's happening on Saturday. They're going to have over 40 local Asian-owned businesses, live performances, Chinese lion dancers, and obviously tons of food.
So a lot of people don't know Stack Market is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's built out of shipping containers, right?
Built out of shipping containers, sure. Yeah. And there's just so much artwork in there. Right now they have an umbrella installation where it's just a bunch of colorful umbrellas that are, how did you describe it, Marilyn?
Like, they're open umbrellas.
It's like a roof.
They're upside down. So like yes. The handle is they hook it up to that and then you see all these beautiful umbrellas. It's like a ceiling, but it's a floating ceiling. It's really pretty.
It's very pretty with the sun shining down on it. Oh, so all the light, the colors kind of come through. I walked randomly over to Stack Market one day and I saw it. I was just like, this is great. I just need to take a photo. I'll actually post that photo again in the Chum Instagram story so people can see what I'm talking about. So check that out right now. I'll post it. And if you're looking for fireworks this weekend, Ashbridges Bay is back 10 p.m. on Monday. And Canada's Wonderland, they're doing their fireworks on Sunday night. And I mentioned this earlier, but for them, it takes roughly 375 work hours to set up these fireworks.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a big show.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's trending.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We're still a few weeks away from the first episode of the weekend's the drama series, The Idol, which I'm really, really excited for.
Featured on in Vanity Fair this month, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, looks good. They're saying they were comparing it to Euphoria. They're saying the visionary Sam Levinson is behind that too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good stuff.
Something new to look for.
Yeah.
Watch and enjoy. Love it.
That will be on Crave.
Yep.
You can catch it whenever it comes out. We'll be watching. Yeah. And he's got a new name. Well, he's got a new old name. Abel.
Yeah. That's okay. Probably after this series, I'll look at him as Abel, but he's always the weekend.
You look at him the weekend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, the weekend is about, well, a lot of people, I got to tell you, are opening up their cottages this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the weekend. And some of the people are leaving today, but tomorrow the traffic will be busy. And of course, Friday will be a mess. It's chilly. I don't know if you've stepped outside yet at a little bit before 9 o'clock, but it is chilly today.
The
weekend looks good, though. It does.
Things are just so up and down.
Yeah, this is that time of year. And historically speaking, 9 times out of 10, the May long weekend here in Ontario is quite iffy. It's, you know, just let everybody know that. Oh. I lost my voice, but it's back again.
Found your pet frog, huh?
I found it. I got it. Anyway, just like, so it's kind of natural. It'll get better, Jamar. It's going to get warm.
It always does.
It does.
This is the natural course of things. Okay, well, listen, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Thanks for spending the first part of it with us. Richie Favolaro is coming up next.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.